I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to The Masked Singer, the after show. I am your host, Bria Williams, a super fan since season one, and we have Trina Dong, who is a super fan since the South Korean Masked Singer.
Yes, yes, hello.
And we also have, of course, Rob Stiles, who is the mastermind of all things music. What's up, Rob?
That is right. And yes, I'm here and I am ready to get into this show.
Yes, you guys, we had a very good episode today. So as you know, we had the last battle of the remaining four. There are seven left and four still had to battle it out. So we are definitely going to get into that. And of course, we have to do our little game, but it's going to be different today. We are doing a poetic lyric type of game. So it's just gonna be different. It's still a game, but we're gonna have our producer Ryan, who's gonna be speaking the lyrics, and we're gonna be guessing who the artist is. So stay tuned for that as well. And then of course we'll wrap it up with our predictions for next week, as there are six left and the competition is going to get interesting. So Rob, let's start with you today. What did you think?
Oh yes, yes, yes. I was loving the frog this week. I liked his stage performance, really cool. This guy is like a performer. Whoever this person is, they are definitely a performer. And just everything, the rapping along with the smooth steps coming, the entrance, man, I just really love that. Also some good performances. Even from the Banana, I like the Banana a lot more this week. But yeah, really good overall stuff for the show this week.
What about you, Trina?
I felt the same. I actually, on the Banana front, I liked the Banana a lot more tonight than I ever have before. So that was very interesting. Mm-hmm. The Frog brought it, as always. We knew we were going to get some hype energy from the Frog. But the one that really got me tonight was the Kitty. I really loved those performances. And I'm even more confused than before because I thought I knew for sure last week. Now I know nothing again. But it's okay. That's what the fun part is, right?
Yes.
Right.
I agree with the both of you. I think that as far as all of them, I like that they all kind of stayed in the realms of the songs that they're really good at. Like no one tried to do something out of the norm tonight, which I thought made the competition even better because they were all, like you guys said, great performances. Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting night, but of course we have a chat that is just loyal. So
yes,
we always thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk and sticking with us through these times. We appreciate you guys and we could not do it without you. So Trina, what's up in the chat?
We got lots going on in the chat already. Just give a shout to some of the people in there. We've got MD Sunny, Tara Baltz, Anna Marie, Miriam Monica. We got a lot of people. We got people talking about Kitty. So when it's time to talk about her, I'll chime in with who the chat thinks she is.
Okay, well, that's a great transition because first up tonight was the Frog versus the Kitty. So
yes,
let's get into it. Let's talk about the Frog first. Rob, you said you were a fan of the Frog tonight, so let's talk about it.
Yes, yes, the Frog. But oh, before I talk about the Frog, I did leave out the Kitty earlier and the Rhino, and no disrespect. Sorry, guys, I was just so engulfed in the other performances. But I loved you guys as well. But yeah, the Kitty and the Frog, that was a good square off. I like that too because you have one who's an incredible performer, dancer, rapper, and then you have one who's just a great like singer and just can take, you know, you to different places with each performance. But I have to give it to the Frog. I think the Frog edged her as far as the whole overall performance went. Even down from the entrance to the theatrics, you know, the choreography with and without the backup dancers. I mean, what can I say? What else good can I say about the Frog?
I mean, you covered it, I think, but also, I didn't know. We know who it is, guys. We know it's Bow Wow. Why? Because it sounds like Bow Wow, but I didn't know he could rap that fast because that's not usually his style. So him being able to rap that quickly, I thought was pretty impressive, especially to keep up with all those dance moves, a lot of breath, a lot of technique there to still sound okay. So I really liked it. What'd you think, Bria?
It's interesting because the judges have yet to say his name. Like, the season's almost over and they have never once even thought of Bow Wow. So I'm just confused as to how they came up with someone like Cat Williams and have yet to say Bow Wow. I was just shocked. So
how Cat
yeah,
Williams?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what no, is that?
No reason.
But like you guys said, the frog had a great performance. The kitty, I thought, had a really good performance. I loved her performance today, and I loved her battle. I mean, wow. Sorry, just throw her under there like that. There we weren't talking about battles yet, but I loved her. I loved her performance tonight. So yeah, if I had to give it to one, I think tonight I would just give it to the kitty when it comes to the kitty and the frog, just because I know the frog can always turn up and give a good performance, but the kitty shocked me tonight. So
yeah.
I just want to give it to her, just to give her kudos because she did it.
Who do you think she is?
So I don't want to say that she's Vanessa Hudgens. What did we talk about that we thought she was last week?
I thought she was Sarah Hyland last week, but that's because there was some mind trickery with a movie I watched, and I am now unconvinced it's no longer her, because the voice was so different and very perfected this week, more so than what it was last week. So it's confusing.
I thought so too. And when I was listening, I had Sarah Hyland in mind this week because we were talking about it last week, and I was like, I just don't think it's her.
No.
So I think I'm going to jump on the Vanessa Hudgens bus, even though I know that Vanessa Hudgens has a possibly better voice, as I think Nicole was saying tonight, but it kind of makes sense a little bit. What about you guys?
Well, the chat is saying this, and the chat's been saying this the whole time. Jackie Ivancho, and I do not know who that is. So I'm actually going to look it up now once and for all, because I've been saying I don't know who it is the whole time. But they are convinced it's her. It's someone that was on America's Got Talent back in 2010.
Okay.
And she is a young girl that I don't know how people figured that out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Sharon had an interesting clue, or what she thought was a clue, with the eyes.
Oh, yeah. The different colored eyes.
Yes.
With, what was it, Kate Bosworth? Kate?
Yes. Everything that they said kind of matched up. I mean, the Robert Redford thing, then you have the different color eyes, and then, it kind of matches up.
It would be very...
I have to look into it more, but it kind of lines up with everything, all the clues.
It would just be very interesting if... a singer from America's Got Talent's career started with Robert Redford. But I also know there are a million other clues other than that, but I've been fixated on that one. But everybody in the chat, hashtag Jackie Train Miriam said, Tara Balt said she's 20 now, so she was 10 back then on America's Got Talent. Yeah,
I'm just trying to imagine someone from America's Got Talent 10 years ago. Just because I haven't heard of her in so long, and maybe it's just me not really knowing her. Maybe other people do.
Yeah,
you guys said you didn't know who she was.
No clue.
Okay,
we'll see.
So, right, what about the frog? So, like I said, I just thought Cat Williams was one, but I mean, we all know it's Bow Wow. Does anyone else? Are we just sticking on the Bow Wow train for the
That's
frog?
It. Unless Rob has a different opinion.
I think I'm gonna have to stay with Bow Wow. But my thing is that when did Bow Wow learn to dance so good? You know, like, this is really good stuff. Like, the way this person is dancing and rapping and keeping the breath, it's like someone from a boy band or something. Like,
that's
this guy
true.
Is a good performer.
I mean, he spent a lot of time around music on 106 and Park. So maybe he picked up some energy from those performances and then did some on his own. But you're right. But he hasn't performed in, I don't know, I didn't fact check, and I don't know if he's been performing around, but who knows the last time this man has been on TV performing as himself.
That's true. And as far as the album goes, I haven't heard of an album in a while. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't know he was that good of a dancer. Like, wow.
He knows. I feel like that one time he said he knew he was a good dancer.
I feel like he's determined to show us the true artist that he is in this as well. So he could take it off the mask and be like, look, I can do
Showed
it
you.
All. Three tricks on me here. okay, so tonight's battle also was, we have the rhino and the banana.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of that? Trina, you want to go first?
Sure. I thought the rhino was so good tonight. And I don't know if that, do you guys disagree? Or am I the only one?
No.
Okay, okay.
I thought the rhino was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. It was a really cute performance, like a very soft performance that obviously took a lot of control. So clearly a performer. I'm going to just stick with what Brie, our producer from last week, told us about what she knows of Barry Zito, what everybody's saying that it's him. Mm. So I'm just going to go with it.
I forgot about that. She did say that.
Yeah. What'd you guys think?
I liked him this week too. I thought there was a little bit, I saw a little bit of a difference in range from him this week than other songs. So I really appreciated that with this performance. And as far as between him and the banana, I mean, the banana, I think the banana had a better performance than before. But I think the rhino, I would go with the rhino more on this one just because of how he was singing this week.
Got it. What'd you think of the rhino, Bria?
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely think I have soft and gentle. I know the rhino's kind of been like this throughout, but
yeah,
for some reason tonight, his performance, I just thought really touched me too. And it was just more heartfelt, I guess, that I was here for. Like, he was fighting to stay tonight. He wasn't just singing. Like, he wants to be here, and I can appreciate that. I'm not saying the banana doesn't, but I'm just saying I think that the rhino too just wants to showcase another side of themselves, and I want to see that throughout them.
For sure. We got some thoughts in the chat about the rhino, about that.
Let's hear it.
Annabelle says, for some reason, I find the rhino boring.
Oh.
And I can see it, though. I can see it, because what you were just saying, it depends on if you're in the mood to like what you were just saying. And then if you're looking for something more hype because you just were so excited about what Frog was doing, it can totally come off boring. So I get that. Everybody is saying rhino is Barry Zito. Hi, Jazzy. Welcome back. Tara says Hi, Barry Jazzy. Zito. Monica said about Bow Wow, he can dance. He was into dancing as a child. So maybe that's why where all of that comes from. And then back on the kitty front, Anna Marie said she sang opera and she got her first role from Robert Redford. That's the Jackie Yvonne show. She's known for having an angelic voice. And Butterbean just showed up and said, hashtag Team Candy. That means Team Bria. So, you know, we got to talk about all of them sometimes, I guess. So Team Candy is in the house tonight, even during group, what is this, group B?
I don't know if it's really a group A, B, or C anymore. It's just anymore. The four.
Okay. The four. Yeah. The four.
Exactly. Yes. Shout out to Candy, yes. Night Angel. What's up, girl?
Exactly. Night Angel, you heard it here first. 12th.
Well, okay. So tonight, during tonight's, wow, I'm just like repeating my words double today. Just excuse me. No, so the kitty and the banana battle it out tonight. And what did you guys think of those performances?
I loved the banana during that performance.
Did
it's
you?
Possible that I just like the song. But I thought that because the song had more energy, he appeared to have more energy. So I didn't feel as strongly against him as I usually would. What did you guys think?
I thought that the sorry, Rob.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I thought that the kitty did a better job. I just thought, again, I don't know what, but the banana just isn't really fighting to be here. They're just kind of like, I know I'm good. I know who I am. So I'm just going to ride this out. And I feel like these other masks are really fighting to be here. I thought the kitty really sang well. And I just thought the banana was just singing.
You're definitely not wrong. That statement is very accurate. I just found it more entertaining for some reason.
Yes. With the banana, I mean, with the performance and the face off of the SmackDown. Yeah, I thought it was just singing, you know, just to get through it. Like, it felt like, you know, I don't feel I'm going to be here that much longer, or, you know, I just want to go ahead and get this song out and, you know, get
like his goodbye, his goodbye track.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Maybe I wasn't looking. Maybe I was just listening because I was having fun.
Well, I mean, you know
Brick,
what?
Brick House? I think Brick House is an interesting song to have during a SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly. I'm right there with you, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
I don't disagree with either of you. I just like the song. And so it made me like him more. It was a good move because he's not always very up. So it was a good move to try to get some attention. That's all. The chat, before we reveal, the reveal that everyone already knows, they're saying, I'll go to Annabelle first because she agreed with me. She said, I also like the banana. I think it was a good song choice. Garibalt said, banana was good. Thought he put on his competitive hat tonight. Jazzy agrees with you, Bria, and said she doesn't know how the judges have not guessed Bow Wow yet. Mm-hmm. Big duh. And Jazzy, I think the banana is the weakest out of who's left. No offense.
Well, thanks, so Jazzy, for the transition.
To who we're about to reveal.
Exactly. So the banana goes home tonight, you guys. Big shocker, but not really. And also shout out to Sharon Osbourne, because she was just so confident in her guess. And when she gave that, like, he does this and I know him, and I was like, there's no way she can't be that right. And she was just so confident. And then he took it off and we all saw who it was, and it's Bret Michaels. Ta-da, he's revealed.
Bret Michaels. Everybody knew Boss.
Right.
Yeah, I thought Billy Ray for weeks.
We know, Rob.
Yeah.
I think I just became the kin for the AfterBuzz TV.
You did, straight up. Mass you didn't Singer just show. Become that. You've become that since you were like, no, guys, that's Billy Ray. Period.
I should have stood up and did it, like, you know, just like
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, but
so you were shocked.
So right when he was singing this time, I was like, okay, I don't know if that's Billy Ray Cyrus. That I had that moment of clarity, like, okay, like, this guy is country, but he's not country enough, you know? And also Billy Ray Cyrus, back in the day, you know, he did have a powerful, good voice, you know? But I know people get older, their voices change a little bit. But this, it didn't seem like like him at all. And I was just thinking, okay, who else could this be? So
were you surprised?
I was shocked,
Rhea?
With him.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I wasn't surprised. Banana all along had been someone who I just wasn't really sure. I definitely wasn't on the Billy Ray Cyrus thing. But as far as it being Bret Michaels or Keith Urban or any, like, I wasn't really sure. So I wasn't really surprised, but kudos to him. He made it really far in the competition. So
far. Rob, you were actually shocked when it wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus. 100%.
No, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't shocked that it wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus. I was kind of shocked a little bit that it was actually Bret Michaels. I didn't think it would actually be him, but I didn't have any clue who this was. So I'll take my kin title for this one.
Well, Jazzy wants you to know, Rob, I told you it wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus. Jazzy, we told him too. Yes, we said it too.
I should have listened to Jazzy. My bad. I'll listen to you next time.
Hey. What about you, Trina? Well, were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised it wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus, and I wasn't surprised it was Bret Michaels either, because everyone was so adamant that it was him. I just don't know a lot of voices like that, so I never had a solid, this is who it is. I never really knew.
Well, now we all do, and the banana's gone, as we guessed it, and now, honestly, amongst the six that we have left, I have no idea who's going to be knocked off next week, but I guess we can get into that later, and we can get into our game now and have our producer Ryan pop in and give us some poetry. So again, as I was explaining from the beginning today, for those of you just tuning in, We're going to do a poetic series of our game today. So we will have Ryan, he will be doing poetry, and it will be in the form of a song, and we will have to guess what artist that song is. Our yes. buzzers will be our name, and right. those of you in the chat, you guys can pop in. We'll wait for your responses as well, and let's just get into it.
Ba-da-ba-da-na. Oh,
there he is.
How we doing, y'all? Hey.
Oh, and the that was
the Masked Singer Nighttime Edition for a second. I hope everyone's doing well on this on day 35. The first one, this has been a bit of a practice one. So again, I'm going to read the lyrics in a poetic manner, and you have to guess the artist. So this will be, and I can start wherever in the song. It doesn't need to be from the beginning. So here we go.
Tricky.
Across the universe, I go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go. Just tell me where you want to meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. 'Cause girl, I want you right now.
I want you right now.
Who? Any guesses? So Rob, hard. I saw you thinking. You were pondering.
This is a lot harder than I thought
it's
it was going to be.
It's so much harder.
Let me say it one more time. Okay.
Please.
Across the universe, I go to other galaxies. Just tell me where to go. Just tell me where you want to meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. 'Cause girl, I want you right now. Rob? Okay, we got Jazzy Jones guessing The Weeknd. That's incorrect, but you're in a ballpark. It's close.
I was gonna guess Bruno Mars.
No, but you have a few letters in there that fit with this group. Name is your buzzer?
Trina.
Yes.
Trina, yeah. Boyz II Men. Yeah.
No, but you're close.
Ryan, bad clue.
Few years too early there. I'll just say one more line. One more lyric.
Thank you.
I travel uptown. Town, I travel downtown. I want to have you around like every single day. I love you always, ways. Because if you ways. Meet me halfway, it's the Black Eyed Peas. It's the Black Eyed Peas, guys.
Oh.
No one got it.
Maybe you should sing it like that.
Sing it in the style of show choir instead.
Here's the next song. This is going great. Here we go.
Yep.
Simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's just I'm constantly on the cusp of trying to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Can you give us a genre?
Genre? I guess
like
that's
pop.
Like pop rock.
Oh.
That one's a pretty easy one, guys.
Oh my gosh. Is it a band or a solo?
It's a band, and their name is after an animal. So I'll go one more time. Simmer down and pucker up. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's just I'm constantly on the cusp of trying to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Rob?
Arctic Monkeys.
Ding, 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 Rob Styles. Do I want to know?
I had to sing it in my head to get it.
That's the easy way of doing it.
How is Rob even good at this one?
Rob is up. Right. 1-0. 1-0. All right, number 2.
We know.
Mastermind.
Wow.
Mastermind.
All right, I'm going to omit a word from this one because it could really give it away. All right. Once asked if I could spare some change for gas, I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yup, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Your name is your
Trina.
Buzzer.
Trina.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth
what?
All Star.
Yes. Ding, ding. Trina is on the board. That is All Star by Smash Mouth.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you.
Here we go. Bria, wake up. Okay. Here we go. Next one. No apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know what the reason... I messed it up. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why. You're drowning. Now I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see. Now I see.
I totally know this.
He was long gone when he met me, and I realized the joke is on me. Yeah. Chorus.
Yeah, of course. The chorus.
I mean, that would give away the song.
I'll say the chorus, and then we'll let Bria answer.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. Here. I'll say the last three lines, just because this will probably. Here we go. Now I see. He was long gone when he met me, and I realize the joke is on me. Yeah. No, guys?
Do you guys know?
The chat knows.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if they're right, because I don't know.
Rob, do you know? You look like you know.
Here's my one hint. There was a meme off of the song with a goat.
With a goat. Is the chat right, Ryan?
Monica Valencia guesses Rihanna. Incorrect. Annabelle Reina guesses Maroon 5. Incorrect.
A goat.
This is one person. This is a singer-songwriter. Female.
Female singer-songwriter, goat.
Goat meme. With this song specifically. I'll go one more time. Oh!
Oh, they got it.
Annabelle Reina and Jesse Jones, correct. Taylor Swift, oh. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Oh.
Wow, that's really good. That was really good, guys.
All right, this one will be a little more obvious.
Bria?
When I think of heaven, deliver me in a black-winged bird. I think of flying into a sea of pens and feathers and all other instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black-winged bird. Don't try to feed me, because I've been here before, and I deserve a little more. I belong in the service of a queen. I belong anywhere but in between. She's been crying, and I've been thinking, and I am the...
No clue.
Black Queen, it's Beyonce.
Really close. You just got to switch the gender of that royalty, and don't make it that color. Really close.
Was Beyonce right?
No.
Oh.
Okay,
hold
well.
On, Black Queen, and if you flip that, so, would that be
so king.
White King?
Oh,
close,
king.
You got half of it. It's a
Purple King.
It's Rain King by the Counting Crows. All right, next song. All right, here we go. This one. Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Bria's right. On the edge of her seat, waiting to
I
get
really
right.
Am
right. Ready to get right.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, Jay-Z!
No. Uh-huh,
oh, God!
Uh-huh. No clouds in my stones.
Let it rain, Rihanna!
Yes.
No clouds
in my stone.
In my stone.
Yes.
Bria's on the board with one. Well done.
Yes.
Jay-Z.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. All right.
I love the Jay-Z part.
We got
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got two left.
Okay.
Oh gosh, I'm hot.
Okay. Too. This one is basically a poem, and it's we'll see. The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking, maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. And that's all right with me. You can hide beneath your covers and study your pain, make crosses with your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer. Is anyone? No, we're not getting this.
No, but that's a really rude line.
Oh, what was?
That you ain't pretty, but you're all right. What's that?
Yeah, it's a little honest. It's a little honest.
Yeah, beyond honest.
Yeah. All right, I'll just fast forward to the chorus.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Ooh, oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road. Oh, Thunder Road.
Rob, this is going to be your time to shine.
Is that Bruce Springsteen?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking, no. Really?
Bruce Springsteen?
But that's the name of the song, though, Thunder Road.
It is, dude. Wow. It is. Okay. I gave.
That was he got there. He got all the way there.
I got all the way
away.
To the chorus.
Oh man. Okay.
All right. This one is a very recent song. This is a 2020 release.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you got that yummy yum.
Oh,
that
I got it.
Yummy yum.
Bria got it.
I think Bria said
Justin Bieber.
Ding ding. That is yummy by Justin. Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you
won. Yummy.
I think we have one last one.
Oh, great.
It's a tie between
7,000 points.
Rob and Bria. This is worth 7,000 points. Okay. All right, here we go.
He got serious.
Yes.
One taught me patience. And Trina? One taught...
Ariana Grande.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. I think we have a three-way tie, which means I need to get another song really quickly because I only had...
Just to shout out the chat while you do that.
Yeah.
We got Monica, Missy, Jazzy, Annabelle, Miriam, all with Justin. We got Missy who said Ariana. Thanks for playing along with this game tonight, guys. It's a fun one. We mostly like Ryan not laughing, trying not to break. That's our favorite part.
Yeah. All right. This yes. one, this is worth 80,000 points. Here we go. All right. All right. I'm just going to say one line because I think it'll... Here we go. Wrangler on my booty.
Bria. Is it Billy Ray Cyrus?
Absolutely not. You're out. Who's next?
She's not out.
She's not out. You can buzz in again.
Rob. It's Little Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wait, I don't think that's fair.
Oh, you're right. That is a technicality. No, actually, Bria, I take that. I'm so sorry. That is my mistake.
Bria,
you were actually on the right way of thinking. On my screen, it only had a Little Nas X, but you're right. You're absolutely right. So I think.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
But you're not right. That's the thing, is you're not right. The thing is you're not right. But, like,
but
you are right.
You're right.
Man, I think this is sudden death.
And wrong at the same time.
I think we're hitting sudden death. Right.
Sudden death. Bria can't even win. Bria winning can't even win.
We're in sudden death. We're in sudden death. I love that everyone in the chat's just riling off Lil Nas X. Right, this is the final one. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is for all the marbles, people. Sudden death.
Dun, dun, dun.
At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter.
Bria. Is it Kendrick Lamar?
No. Sorry.
Bria. Dang it, Bria.
Dang it,
Bria. You guys all were so hopeful for me.
So hopeful.
I'll say those lines one more time. To tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore.
Oh, I know the song, but I'm not Oh my god. I just
You can guess again, Rhea.
Rhea, go ahead.
Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever... This is like a letter. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing's ever happened? It's no secret Ooh. That the both of us are running out of time.
Is the chat right, Ryan?
It's
not Don't say it out loud if they do, because...
It's not Demi.
Okay.
I feel like I should know this.
Someone in the chat has gotten it. Three people.
You should all know it.
This is,
I think I do know it.
I've even said the chorus. All right, I'll say it one more time. Oh, Rob, okay.
I think it's Adele, hello.
That's correct. It's Adele, hello.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for playing poetry. Oh, man. Guess that lyricist.
Just a shout out to the chat. Everybody in the chat knew that was hello by Adele. And
I felt like I should know it. Like, I was like, I should know this song.
We should know it, because really he was speaking it almost the way it sounds. So
yes,
that's okay. Bria, in my heart, you won. I just want you to know that.
I got to apologize.
There's some haters here. There's haters. And they don't want you to win.
Yeah,
no. I do.
I shut down Billy Ray. I'm so sorry.
I was thinking, I was like, you're technically right, though.
We might need to do like a trial. Yeah.
You're out.
Okay.
Bria, I'm sorry that you won and they can't acknowledge it, but that was a fun game.
It was fun. And thanks, chat, for playing along.
Yes.
So let's talk about our predictions for next week. Who wants to go first?
Who is next week?
So next week we have the Frog, we have Kitty, Rhino, and we also have Night Angel. And we have the turtle.
Okay, so it's everybody that's still in.
Astronaut
is next week?
Too, right?
Astronaut
yep,
too.
Astronaut, and I think the kangaroo. The kangaroo didn't go home yet, right?
Yeah, the kangaroo did. That was your girl, Jordan.
Oh, yes, Jordan. Okay, yeah, so then that's what we have. So we have Night Angel, Astronaut, Turtle, and then we have Frog, Kitty, and Rhino.
It's going to get hard from here on out, guys. I don't know who's going to start going. It's going to be sad now when these people leave. That's my prediction, is that we're going to be sad, but we'll be really happy to find out who they actually are.
I think it's coming down to who has the best voices too, because you have a lot of vocal talent that are left. And the next few weeks, we're going to see like some crazy performances, like stand up and clap. Stuff.
Ah.
No, I really think so, because all of the singers that are left are like good singers, except for some of them are really, really good singers, and you have some that aren't that strong.
We know you're on the turtle train. We know that's who you're talking about.
That's right.
What do you think, Brian?
I'm with you guys. I think that there's going to be really good performances. I think it's going to be hard. I think this is, like I always say, the competition we finally want, because we just. No, yes. But don't know. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for what next week holds.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
Let me go to the chat real fast.
Yeah.
So for one, people are mourning your win loss, your loss win, Bria. So everybody's with you. Everybody's rooting for you. Just want to make that very clear. We got Tara Balt saying Rhino goes home. Missy, either Rhino, Astronaut, or Kitty go home. See, that's how I feel. It could be a bunch of people. Miriam thinks either Astronaut, Rhino. Monica says, hopefully it's the Kitty that goes. And we got some Team Turtles. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Ooh, okay. All right. Well, until next week, then, I guess we'll have to find out then.
Yes.
In the meantime, you guys can catch me on social media at Instagram at Bria Williams _, on Twitter at the Bria Williams, and TikTok at Bria Williams _. Trina?
You all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Hey Trina Dong. You can find me now on TikTok at Trina Dong. But most importantly, you can find Bria on TikTok at Bria Williams _. Rob?
Pause. Trina is
Oh, sorry.
Up.
Rob.
Oh, no, sorry. Trina is what's up on TikTok. So you guys follow her too. Check out her new video with her lipstick. She's popping.
Oh, dang.
yes, follow both of them on TikTok, please. You can catch me on Instagram at Rob Stilo. That's STELLO. Hit me up with any insights, any insider information you guys have, or any predictions, because I'm out of guesses here. I'm not confident anymore because of the big mess up I did with Billy Ray Cyrus. So I'm going to take it easy until I get rid of the kin. I got this kin on my back right now.
Thank goodness.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for another week, and we will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.